Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Get Answers to Life's Questions. I am your hostess, Barbara Grace Reynolds. I'm a freedom and empowerment life coach, and I use a method that was downloaded to me by the divine called energy upcycling to help people release beliefs. And it doesn't matter how long you've had the belief, it works on removing the belief from your life, so that you can begin to make those changes that will allow you to have a happy life, a wonderful life, an amazing life, the life that you've always wondered what it would be like to have. So if you have something in your life that you'd like to work on, then now is the time. You can do it during the show. It doesn't cost you anything except the time to actually be a part of the show and make the phone call. The number is 646-716-5045. That's 646-716-5045. And if you want to know more about me, you can look at my website at divinelyguidedhealing.com. And there's all sorts of information there, and there's even some free healing work that you can do on yourself. So if you don't want to call in, but you do want to start making changes, that's another way that you can do it. And what else does guidance want me to share with you today? I want you to know that you deserve a wonderful life. You deserve all of the things that you desire. You deserve whatever it is that you've been, thinking that you weren't good enough for, because you are good enough. You are good enough, and you do deserve. So that's what they want to start off today's show with you knowing that you do actually deserve. And I suppose that's part of the incentive to get people to call in and press one and actually talk and all of that sort of thing. All right. So we are now going to go to our callers, and we will start with the caller in area code 951. Let's see if this is Nathaniel. Hello.
Hey, good morning. Good morning, Barbara.
Hi, Nathaniel. How are you?
I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Oh, I tell you, every time your energy feels better and better. And I just love that because, you used to feel kind of unsettled and nervous and apprehensive, and most of that is gone. Now it's just this beautiful energy when you call. So What's on your mind for today?
Well, I'm just trying to achieve all my dreams, I guess. So, you know, but I'm only, you know, we're only here now, so I'm just always enjoying the moment.
Okay. All right, then let's do a few of those wonderful dear innate statements, and we'll see what they guide us to today. Dear innate, I give myself permission to achieve my dreams.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to achieve my dreams.
Dear innate, I release all of my old conditions on my life.
Dear innate, I release all my old conditions on my life.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be free.
Dear innate, I give myself permission to be free.
Dear innate, I am open to love.
Dear innate, I am open to love.
Take a nice deep breath. Dear innate, I live the joy of life in every moment.
Dear innate, I live the joy of life in every moment.
And another nice deep breath. Dear innate, I create the music within me.
Dear innate, I create the music within me.
And one more nice deep breath. Okay, how does that feel?
Good.
Wonderful. They're saying for you to have a magical day. So I'm not sure exactly what you're going to do, but it's going to be magical today. So pick something that you really enjoy and just let it happen.
All right.
Okay. You are welcome. Have a great day.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Okay, bye-bye.
Okay. And our next caller is from area code 706.
Hello.
Hi, this is
Iris. How are you?
I'm fine, Iris. How are you?
I'm here.
Well, that's great. That's wonderful. I like that. So, what's on your mind today?
I just wanted to find out, like, where you see me going, love-wise.
Okay. And I heard the word love as soon as you started talking, so. Let's see. Oh, so they're asking a question. The question that they're asking is, where do you want to go?
Well, I want to be with someone who loves me as much as I love them.
Okay. And part of the secret of finding that someone is being that someone, which means that you need to love yourself first. And usually when I ask people, do you love yourself, they say, oh, yes, of course I do. And then I can ask them, you know, when is the last time you did something nice just for you? And most people can't think of the last time they did something nice just for them. So if you're not doing nice things just for yourself, How are you letting yourself know that you love you?
Right.
So they're saying the first thing you need to do is love yourself. So we're going to do some dear innate statements, and this is talking to the part of you that you can't see, but that connects every part of you, your mind, your subconscious, your past lives, your family, your DNA. It connects everything. And so when we are making these statements, you are talking directly to your innate body and telling it what you want in your life. So let's see what they want us to let yourself know. So just repeat what I say. Dear innate, I choose to love myself.
Dear innate, I choose to love myself.
And take a nice deep breath. Okay, a lot of energy moving with that one. Okay. Dear innate, it is safe for me to love.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to love.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be loved.
Dear innate, it is safe for me to be loved.
Dear innate, I open up to love in my life.
Dear innate, I open up to love in my life.
Dear innate, I deserve love.
Dear innate, I deserve love.
Dear innate, I am love.
Dear innate, I am love.
Dear innate, I am attracting loving relationships.
Dear innate, I am attracting loving relationships.
Okay, take a nice deep breath. So when I ask guidance, you know, to show me what's coming in someone's love life, what they show me really reminds me of the landing field at an airport. There's even a tower, and I see these lights circling around, and some of them actually landing. You're that landing script, so this is what's coming to you. So when I'm looking at that, I see one light is landing, and I see three lights that are still circling, getting ready to land. So you are actually going to have a choice as far as a relationship, and you get to choose which of these four that I see, and there may be more, but that's what they're showing me right now, fits you best. And since one of them is landing right now, I would say that you're probably going to meet one of these people probably within the next week or two. So make sure that you... Oh, go ahead.
What about my current... the relationship that I was in is kind of rocky right now.
I'm not seeing that you need to stick with anything you currently have. I'm seeing new stuff coming in.
Okay, good.
And if the current one is rocky, rocky doesn't feel loving. So rocky doesn't meet your definition of someone who's going to love and adore you simply because they love and adore you. Yeah, your current one feels like it's going. So let it go.
Okay.
And start doing things that you really love doing, things that you consider fun, things that just light you up when you're doing them, because that makes you even more attractive to the people who are being attracted to you. You are not needing to chase anyone. You are attracting these new people into your life. So it's not like you need to do any hard work. You don't need your running shoes or anything like that. You just need to have fun, enjoy your life, love yourself, and allow yourself to be loved.
Okay, thank you.
You are welcome. And they're showing me you having lots of fun, so get out there, have fun. It just makes your light brighter, so yeah, it does look
thank
like
you
it's
so
going
much.
To be absolutely great. All right, well, let me know how it goes.
I will.
Okay. Thanks for calling,
bye-bye.
Sweetie. Bye-bye. Okay. And we are going to our next caller from area code 267. Hi, who's this? Hello, area code 267. Area code 267, are you there? Okay. Area code 267, you're on live. All right. And I'm going to mute you, and we'll come back to you then. And we will go to area code 503 and see if this is Dawn. Hello?
Hello, how are you?
I'm doing great, Dawn. How are you?
I'm excellent. Oh, man, I love your visuals. I love how you shared about the airplane and the landing and the circling. They're so awesome.
When I look at you, you're not even at the airstrip anymore. You're off having fun with your man. So. On in your life today?
Well, I get to see him, and it's actually been a month, which is crazy. But I'm getting my spinal care. It's like self care in the morning, and then we're gonna have like lunch and dinner and spend the weekend together. So I'm super excited. Yeah.
Okay, so
yeah,
they're showing me. They're showing me you doing some nice stretching exercises today, so that you are ready for whatever the weekend brings.
That's a good idea. Yeah, my body needs a little bit of TLC.
We don't want to pull any muscles or anything, so.
Oh, my God. Oh, man. Thank you for that. Oh, my God. Wow.
Wonderful.
I don't know what you want to know, or if you see anything, or if you have any messages for me. I can talk, but
actually, I'm seeing that your life is really going so much better now. It's like, yeah, it's like you're opening up to all of this joy, this wonderful feeling, great and. It's happening. So that's what it feels like. That's what I'm seeing.
Going to kind of bump things up a little bit is what it feels like. Okay.
Awesome.
Dear Nate, I release all money worries.
Dear Nate, I release all money worries.
Dear Nate, I release all relationship worries.
Dear Nate, I release all relationship worries.
Dear Nate, I allow my sweetheart into my life.
Dear Nate, I allow my sweetheart into my life.
Dear Nate, I release all controversy.
Yes. Dear Nate, I release all controversy.
Dear Nate, I allow my love life to flow. Dear Nate, I deserve love.
Dear Nate,
I live in joy in every moment.
Dear Nate, I live in joy in every moment. Yes.
Dear Nate, I choose to have an amazing life.
Dear Nate, I choose to have an amazing life.
Let's take a nice deep breath. Okay, now you get to enjoy this weekend.
Thank you. Barbara?
Yeah.
Of the Dear Nate statement, just as a friend to help hold the light and the love, my intuitive self about 5 weeks ago or so saw him getting his position at the U of O, and I saw it happening, like the job opening happening somewhere between the very beginning of November to the mid part of November. And much of the information that I was shown. So I'm just knowing that it's happening, but any positive thoughts or prayers or just what divine right action, I'm just knowing divine right action. But I'm holding the mantle of faith on that one, perhaps more than he is, even though he's checking every day and everything. But right now he applied to a school 8 hours away, and I really would like him to be closer, and he was too. So here we go. I'm just knowing that it's already done. And if you want to know it with me, that would be awesome.
Okay. So let's give that a little boost then. Okay. Dear Nate, I allow my desires to come true.
Yes. Dear Nate, I allow my desires to come true.
Dear Nate, I allow things to happen for the highest good.
Yes. Dear Nate, I allow things to happen for the highest good. Yeah.
Dear Nate, I stay in joy.
Yes. Dear Nate, I stay in joy. Thank you.
You are welcome. Oh, this is just so much fun. Okay.
What a wonderful day. I can't wait to hear what you say to Leanne.
All right. Well,
have a great one.
You too, and this weekend just focus on having fun, because that's all you're supposed to do, okay?
Yes, absolutely.
All right, well, enjoy yourself.
Thank you. Bye.
Okay, bye-bye. Oh, I just love it. Okay, and now we are going to area code 510. Let's see if this is Leanne.
I swear, I'm the one who tells her, hey, this just showed up, and then guess what? I didn't press one, and she got on. And I'm sitting there listening, and I'm doing other people's Dear Nate statements, going, oh, this is perfect. And then 503, I went, how did that happen?
You have to press the line, you know that.
And then my puppy's being very active, deciding to talk right now. She says, you know, okay, a sparkle. goodness, and she's talking to the cat. So it's okay, the two of you. Go. Out. Go on. Go on, Sparkle. Sorry about that. Go on, it's
okay.
Been an animal filled morning. Come on. Okay, there. Now she's the cat's saying, she's not kicking me out. Okay, back to hello.
Hi,
oh goodness.
How's
yeah,
it
I
going?
Interesting morning. You know, wasn't feeling my best, and then just kind of, you know, wrote it out and trusted, and then I did some went into a meditative place, and all of a sudden just saw the amazing resilience and what I was supposed to really, I heard my, like I said, I was really listening, and, you know, and it was really powerful, and it was peaceful, and then I started to look at the pieces of fear that would come up, and I was like, oh, okay, good, look at it, now go on, you know, be gone, you can go now, and it really was, it's been quite a few hours this morning, And then it's like I felt like a, you know, purging and release, literally, right, and figuratively.
Mm-hmm.
And then I just, like I said, I just went into this space and just started just being. I didn't know which way anything was going to go, and it didn't really matter. Then all of a sudden, I mean, it didn't matter because I didn't know, but I was willing to be open to that this too shall pass. And then I opened the bedroom window, started to feel a little bit better, walked around the room, the puppy and Shaggy and Sparkle were here, and then I opened the window, which I already had opened them because I could see across the water, right? And I opened them, and these two little beautiful doves, they're gray, not white ones, but just were staring at me. I mean, honestly, and the thing was open, but I didn't see them until I lifted the blinds, and they just looked at me, and they just got closer together and kept looking, and then I just got tears and just overwhelmed with joy and like, oh my God, everything's okay. Yeah, it is okay, you know. Then I looked over to the side, which it's like they were telling me, and I looked and the whole side and the front of the yard, but they moved, they migrated. There's like 20, 25 little doves, and then they lined up all up the fence. And I was like, what? And then that was really special. So, I feel like I had a lot of visitors this morning. Oh my God. But those two were really quite comical and sweet. And then they caused me to look like to a spot that I can't see from the window unless I actually, you know, really moved myself, which I did. And the thing is still lined. They went lower on the lower portion of the fence now. And it's an angle. And it's just really, yeah, absolutely. Oh God. And it was funny because I hadn't gone for my walk yet. It's pretty chilly here right now. But I also knew that I could, but not until I felt, you know, everything felt right. And so that was kind of, as I got up and did what I just shared with you, my next intention was to get ready and had no idea about your call. And then something said, check. And I looked and I went, I said, 1 minute ago? Really? And the dove thing happened within like 2 minutes of that. So, yeah. So I said, oh, I guess I'm going to call in. And then I immediately sent a picture of, you know, the call to Dawn, knew she was driving to her entrainments and then all and everything else you already know about. And thought, well, if she's able, she'll be able to call while she's on the road. And then I've been sitting here, like you said, and just hadn't pressed one. Ooh, wow. But I feel a lot better. I mean, it's interesting.
Well,
anything that needs or wants to come through, I'm, and I did look up what I was supposed to look. I found something that really answered, too, as far as these the morning doves. And I thought, oh wow, morning literally. And I went, oh boy, and it was like time. It's okay, everything's, you know. Anyway, it was pretty perfect. Yeah, there's lots of different writings when you find the right one. And I was like, yep, okay,
yeah.
Got it. And so here I am.
Okay. The doves are symbolizing two things. This is what I'm getting.
Okay.
First of all, they're showing you that you are always surrounded by peace.
Yeah.
And so anytime you choose to be at peace, it's there. It's just a matter of you choosing to be there.
Yes.
And the second thing that they're reminding me of is that every feather on every one of those birds represents 1 trillion angels. So that is how many angels are around you right now. Each single
like, I'm crying again because I can feel it.
Yeah. That's how much support you have.
Yes.
So they just want you to know that you're never alone. You are always surrounded by love, more love than you can ever even imagine. And it's there for you, always. So we're going to need to do some dear innate statements because there's this, I don't know where this comes from. There's this little bit of fear in you, and it's just like it refuses to go away.
Yeah. And I felt that this morning too. That's why I shared that with you.
Yeah. Okay. So, dear innate, even though it won't work, I release this fear.
Dear innate, even though it won't work, I release this fear. That was a good way to do that.
Okay, it is diminishing.
It's stubborn.
Although it hasn't completely gone, but let's keep going.
Yes.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how to let it go, I let go of this fear.
Dear innate, even though I don't know how to let it go, I let go of this fear. Yes.
Dear innate, even though it may not be safe, I release the fear.
Dear innate, even though it may not be safe, I release the fear.
It is so tiny, you can barely tell it's there, but it's still there. Okay. I don't know what this is and who taught it to you.
I don't either. I don't either.
Dear innate, even though this may have been with me through lifetimes.
Yeah, that's what I think.
I let the fear go.
Dear innate, even though this has been with me through lifetimes, I let the fear go now.
Okay. It's gone.
Good. It's about time.
How does that feel?
Yeah, better. Like, it's not even vibrating. Like, now it's just kind of, like, clear and lighter. And, like, just now I opened my eyes to it's brighter.
That's
you know how when you're done meditating or prayer, it's brighter? It's the same kind of feeling.
Mm-hmm.
And the same visual, too. I'm getting the same visual. Like, everything just lit up. And it's a dull day outside, but it's not dull right where I'm. It's, like, bright, 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 bright. Wow. Oh, that's hugely, wow. Mm. Everything, I'm getting a lot of visuals today, like, you know, the tangible stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't normally even, and I don't think I normally need it because it's always there anyway, but it's, I guess I did need it, and I guess I do need it sometimes.
Okay.
Affirmations, wow.
Let's
and the doves are still here. Yeah.
Well, good.
Yes.
All right. Yes. Dear innate, I easily achieve my dreams.
Dear innate, I easily achieve my dreams.
Dear innate, my life flows.
Dear innate, my life flows.
Dear innate, I can do it.
Dear innate, I can do it.
Dear innate, I am fabulous.
Dear Nate, I am fabulous. I like that. Of course I would is what I heard. it was funny. Oh, God. I don't know who said that. It wasn't me, but that was funny.
Dear Nate, I embrace my power.
Dear Nate, I embrace my power.
Dear Nate, I accept myself.
Dear Nate, I accept myself. Hmm.
Okay, how does that feel?
Yeah, like your sound was my just like a hug, like just really and free is, and even everything in my shoulder is all loose. I even flapped my wings. Well, my wings. I literally did. I flapped my arms when I said wings, but I did. I flapped my wings. That's what I was doing in part of the statement. Mm. And I'm doing it now. Okay. Yeah, because there's more to not just human. Wow. Mm. Okay, wow. So I guess really good. Ooh.
Wow. Okay, so they're showing me a vision of you writing. So I don't know if that was something you were planning to do today, but they're showing me a vision of you writing.
Yeah, it's like, when am I going to? Yeah. Okay, there we go. Anything else about that or anything with that? I think that's huge. Just boom. You know it too.
Yeah. Okay, that's about it. They're showing you this beautiful light around you, and you're writing, and it's flowing, and you're just letting it out.
Wow. Yeah, I think, the doves actually were my inspiration. And, you know, the support, the love, everything, that's the fuel for me right now. That's the fuel, period, to just be reminded that it's all love. And then it can flow through. Wow. Okay, yeah, that's it. I got it. Thank you. And the time is now is what I got. It's just that's... Wow. Thank you. Wow. Thank you so very much for being there.
You are welcome.
Beautiful channel, beautiful conduit. Thank you.
Now I want to read what you're writing because it just feels so good. Okay.
Exactly. So this, you know, it's been coming, and so let's see what happens today. I'm good with it. I'm gonna do the walk, and then there we go. We'll be just plop down and let it flow. So
well, great.
This is good.
All
and
right.
I will share
well,
with you.
Enjoy.
Happy to.
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Bless you. I know this is powerful. I needed to hear it. Okay. Thank you. I'll talk with you soon, or hear from you soon,
okay.
Or however we do this work. Bless you. Lots of love.
You too, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Bye.
Oh. Code 860. They did not press the number 1 to raise their hand, but I am being told to talk to them anyway. So I'm just doing what I'm guided to do. So 860. Okay.
Barbara, great.
Oh, they were like, she's not going to hide today. She needs to talk. Okay. Hello, Lisa. How are you, darling? I know you always are just listening, and they're like, she's not going to listen anymore.
I do the Dear Nate statements with everybody else.
Well, now it's your turn.
Oh, goodness gracious.
So how is your day going?
Busy. How are you?
I want to have a great day. It's a wonderful day.
Is it cold there?
Yes, it is.
Did you get snow?
No, we had drizzle, cold drizzle in the 30s and drizzling.
I saw some, I'm not sure where you are. I just know they said the Midwest was getting blizzards and things. We got a little snow here yesterday. It's going to be 19 tonight, Connecticut, on November 8th. That's very cold for November 8th.
I know. It's like it went from summer to winter.
The dead of winter.
Yes. But that's okay. I have heat, so I'm fine.
Yes, and warm clothes, yes. So what do they want to do with me today that they're bothering you?
Well, how could you be a bother? I mean, that's just makes absolutely no sense. Okay, let's see what they want to say. They're saying it's time for you to stop being in the background. It's time for you to step forward in your life, to recognize your value, and to know that you're never a bother. You are an absolute blessing. And I agree with that.
Thank you.
So is there anything that you would like to let go of today?
Oh, lots of stuff. They tell them, go ahead, pick.
And they're saying by you telling them to go ahead and pick, you are once again moving into the background. And you're not allowed to do that, so you get to choose.
Oh. I think I've been tainted by life, and I'm not so, things that didn't bother me before bother me now, and I don't like that. I think we're probably back to fear again.
Okay. Well, the fact that things are bothering you that didn't used to bother you is actually a good sign. It's actually a part of your waking up. You're recognizing the things that you used to, like, sweep under the carpet. And now you're feeling them, which is good.
That feels better then.
Yeah, it's showing you're making progress.
Oh, good.
So,
okay. What
is bothering you so we can start letting it out?
I just, I don't know, I'm just, I get disgusted with people and things more. I never used to. I used to just go along with it. Now I'm like, oh, this is awful.
Okay. All right, so let's see where they're going to take this. So just repeat after me. Dear Renate, I let go of the importance of other people.
Dear Renate, I let go of the importance of other people.
Dear Renate, I take back my own life.
Dear Renate, I take back my own life.
Dear Renate, other people do not impact me.
Dear Renate, other people do not impact me.
Dear Renate, I know who I am.
Dear Renate, I know who I am.
Dear Renate, I create what I choose.
Dear Nate, I create what I choose. I like that.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am powerful.
Dear Nate, I accept that I am powerful.
Dear Nate, I am actively involved in my life.
Dear Nate, I am actively involved in my life.
Dear Nate, I release the battles.
Dear Nate, I release the battles.
Dear Nate, I live in peace.
Dear Nate, I live in peace.
Dear Nate, I choose to change.
Dear Nate, I choose to change.
Dear Nate, I have a wonderful life.
Dear Nate, I have a wonderful life.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Okay, how does that feel?
That all felt really good. Really, really, really good. Thank you. And knowing that me finding disdain with things is a good thing helps. Feeling like a bad, I've kind of realized my son sucks for what he did to me, and I've realized my mother was really horrible to me. She sucked too, and I get mad at myself for thinking that. And I thought, you know what? No, they suck, and I don't like that word. That's, I hate that word. I never use that word. And for me to like come to that conclusion, like, why do I care about them? They were really horrible to me. I have to get rid of that. Like, I didn't deserve that. I'm realizing I didn't deserve any of it.
No, you didn't. You never did. And that's a huge thing for you. That really is.
Gigantic for me.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't even want to decorate.
Dear Nate, I forgive my mother and my son for being sucky people.
Dear Nate, I forgive my mother and my son for being sucky people.
Take a nice deep breath.
That was a good one. Wow. Ooh, like my whole chest opened up.
Yeah, it was like your heart was in a little prison with all these vines and things attached to it, and I could just see all the vines coming loose and the bars floating away.
I feel it. When you just before you started speaking, I had put my hand to my heart because that's, it just felt like, ah, wow, thank you.
So now you can live your life for you. Wow, that'll be interesting.
That's my problem. I don't know how. I have been told what to do by my mother and then my husband my whole life. And boy, is my husband surprised when I'm saying, I don't think I want to do that. I don't want to do that anymore.
Okay, so they've got another statement. Dear Nate, I live my life.
Dear Nate, I live my life. Barbara Grace?
Did you say it for me?
Nope, I didn't hear that from you. Darrene, I live my life for me.
Okay, that's what I was waiting for.
Something happened. The line went kapunk.
Okay.
Thank you so much. The background girl is going to be in a national magazine next week, so they did a 2-page article on me for curing my hiatal hernia, and they sent me for a photo shoot and everything.
Oh, wow.
I'm going to be in First Magazine next week. I'm really scared. Didn't want a picture of me. I told them to put a picture of my stomach in there. But they did it.
Okay, so dear Nate, I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I release the fear.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of being seen.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of being seen. Yeah, thank you. Ooh.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of being known.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of being known. Ooh, those are making me have goosebumps everywhere.
Yeah, you really needed to get rid of that. Okay, dear Nate, I release the fear of other people's opinions.
Dear Nate, I release the fear of other people's opinions. Ooh, that one right up and down my spine. Wow. Wow. Ooh, I got to circle this date on the calendar. We're having a breakthrough.
See, aren't you glad I clicked on you?
Yeah, thank you. Thank you very
dear
much.
Nate, I take back my power.
Dear Nate, I take back my power. Did I ever really have it in this life?
Yes.
Really? When was that?
I'm seeing an image of you as a baby.
That would be it, yep.
Yep. And they started chipping away at it then, so.
She did, yep. Good.
But now it's all flowing back to you.
Do you know I had to take out baby pictures of myself because my mother told me that I was so embarrassing to her when I was born, and that she had to ask the nurses for Vaseline because my hair was sticking up, and I embarrassed her that I was so homely that she used to trade babies with the woman she went for walks with. And I took out baby pictures and I looked at them and I go, well, there was nothing wrong with me. If I saw that baby, I would say that baby was cute. So I thought, you suck, Mom.
Yep. That was all her perception. That was not you.
Yeah, because she was blonde and I was dark, and she didn't like that. Well, she married an Italian man. What did she think she was having? Seriously, I'm so serious. It's like, what did you think you were having?
Okay, dear Nate, I accept my beauty.
Oh, boy. Dear Nate, I accept my beauty.
Nice deep breath.
Thank you. Thank you for blessing me once again, Barbara Grace. Classes start next Wednesday?
Yes, on the 13th, yes.
Are you going to send information? Like call in and stuff? Okay.
Yes, I will.
Thank you.
Okay, let me write myself a note so I can remember now.
I just put a big in my bathroom, it says, your classes start next Wednesday, yay. That's what it says, yay.
Yay, yes. I think you will really enjoy it, and we will do even more work and let more stuff go and take it to a deeper level, and you'll just love it. Okay.
Very excited. Thank you. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful, wonderful weekend.
You too. And your life really is starting to change, and those changes are going to get bigger. So don't fight it, okay?
Okay, thank you. Thank you.
All right. I will talk to you. Well, I know I'll talk to you next week. So.
Yes. For sure. Thank you so much.
Okay. Bye-bye, sweetheart. Okay, and I want to remind you that when you call in, if you want to talk to me or you have a question, you must press the number 1 so that that symbol appears on the studio board. And I'm laughing because Lisa didn't press the number 1, but her guidance said, talk to her anyway. So, okay, we are going to go to the caller from area code 612. Hi, who's this? Area code 612?
Oh, yes, I'm here. I didn't hear the first number, so I just heard 1-2. So I wasn't sure it was myself. I am trying to control my... dislike, that's putting it mildly, of my one surviving sibling. My mother passed away December 6th of last year, and my sister wants everything. And so we're, you know, agreements come here and there, and I met with my attorney yesterday, and, you know, and he just said that she's jealous of me and always has been, but she's walking away with $830,000, and I'm not, and there's just two of us, and the court date is the 13th, which Mercury's retrograde, and I don't want to go on another year. I haven't been able to lay my mother to rest because she's still the cremains. So could you please help me with what will happen on the 13th at 9:00 in the morning Central Time?
Okay. I'm sorry, my phone cut out and I missed most of what you said, although I've talked to you before, haven't I?
Yes, you have. It's been very helpful. Yeah. It's just been very hard because I've struggled. This has gone on for a year of my life, and normally people are set to rest 3 days after they pass.
And you are constant, right?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Oh. And actually, your mother is here, and she has a message for you. Okay, here's what she wants to say to you.
Okay.
I want you to let it go. I don't like seeing you suffering and tearing up your life over your sister, over what's been done. You deserve to be happy. I want you to be happy. And please, please don't worry about my remains. I'm not in them. They don't mean anything. Let that go. You don't need to hang on to all of that anger. Let it go. I want you to have a happy life. I'm with you still. I hold you at night so that you can rest. There is nothing for you to fight for. I understand that this all has importance to you. I really do understand that. But I want you to know that you have what is actually important. You have your life. You have my love. You have the freedom to be who you choose to be. Don't let your sister ruin your life. Please.
But you took everything. She's stolen everything.
Things are
That's
just
not okay with me.
Things are just things. We are talking about your health. We are talking about your happiness.
I see specialists. I've been affected by this in a profound way, which I'm very well taken care of by specialists I never had to have before in my lifetime. But when it goes on for a year and I get nasty calls from her friends afar, near, telling me what they think about me, it is not even livable. You know, I mean, it's cruel and unkind, and she doesn't have the nerve to even, you know, phone me, and I don't think she ever will. I don't think she wants me to have anything of what we grew up in.
Okay.
And it was beautiful.
Your guidance wants us to do some more of those dear innate statements, because there is still so much stuff that you just really, really need to let go of. And by letting these things go, you are not in any way, shape, or form saying, okay, I'm not going to have money, I'm not going to, you know, have any things. We are not talking about things. We are talking about you. We are talking about the energy of you. We are talking about what you are attracting into your life. We're talking about your health. We're talking about your happiness. So when I'm making these dear innate statements, even if there's a part of you that says you can't say it, I'd like for you to say it anyway. And if you want to say, I can't say it, before you say it, then that's absolutely fine. But this is about you moving forward with your life. Okay? So repeat after me.
But I want to know what's going to happen next Wednesday.
The
I mean, I
have
to go
energy, the better next Wednesday is going to be, because you attract what you feel. So if you go in there feeling like a victim, like your sister is going to take advantage of you, then you are making sure that you are going to end up being a victim and that your sister is going to take advantage of you, because it is the energy that you are putting out there that is attracting things into your life. That's why it's important for you to let these things go, so that you go in there knowing that you deserve to have your part of the inheritance. And then you attract that to you. What you feel is so incredibly important, and it determines so much about what you experience in your life. That's why they want you to do these statements, to let this old energy go, so that you don't have to live that anymore. Does that make sense?
Yes.
And the only way you're going to change anything is by letting all of the garbage go. That is the only way it will change. Okay, so repeat after me. Dear Innate, I release the anger.
Dear Innate, I release the anger, although that is hard to do.
Dear Innate, even though I don't want to, I release the anger.
I can't say that, dear Innate, even though I want to, I release the anger. The cruelty has been too much to me for a year.
No, I said, dear Innate, even though I don't want to, I release the
dear
anger.
Innate, even though I don't want to, I release the anger.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how to, I release the anger.
Dear Innate, even though I don't know how to, I release the anger.
Dear Innate, even though my sister does not deserve it, I release the anger.
You don't even know. That's really hard.
Even though my sister does not deserve it, I release the anger.
Dear Nate, even though my sister does not deserve it, I release the anger. But it's hard. It's really, really heartbreak. It's not anger. It's heartbroken. My heart is broken.
Okay. Dear Nate, I release the heartbreak.
Dear Nate, I release the heartbreak.
Dear Nate, I don't know how, but I release the heartbreak.
Dear Nate, I don't know how, but I release the heartbreak.
Dear Nate, I don't know how, but I release the sadness.
Dear Nate, I don't know how, but I release the sadness.
Dear Nate, I release the despair.
Dear Nate, I release the despair.
Dear Nate, I release the injustice.
Dear Nate, I release the injustice.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, even though my sister doesn't deserve it, I let it all go.
Hard. I can't say that. She doesn't deserve it. And I don't know if I can let it go. It's a year of my life of just heartbroken.
Dear Nate, even though I've suffered for a year, I let it all go.
Dear Nate, even though I've suffered for a year, I let it all go.
Take a couple of nice deep, deep breaths.
Because of her, I had to live in two shelters. She is not of kindness.
Okay. Dear Nate, even though I don't want to, I release the blame.
Dear Nate, even though I don't want to, I remove the blame.
Dear Nate, even though I don't know how to, I release the struggle.
Janine, even though I don't know how to, I release the struggle.
Dear Nate, even though I don't believe this is going to work, I allow peace into my life.
Dear Nate, even though I don't believe it is going to help, I allow peace into my life.
Dear Nate, I let go.
Let go of what?
Everything. Just dear Nate,
dear
I
Nate,
let go.
Everything. I don't like fighting. I'm not that way.
I know.
And apparently Nikki was screaming at her counsel last week over something, which she has everything. So what is she screaming about? I don't understand. I saw that yesterday. It's odd to me when someone has all of that, and then they're still unhappy.
It's because what she's looking for in her life is not things, but she doesn't know how to find the peace and the love that she's looking for. She doesn't let herself know about it. She doesn't let herself recognize it.
But
that's her thing. That's her life. That's
wondered why she was screaming at her counsel, which she's painting hands on me for, and then my counsel told me that she was screaming to her counsel, and I said, about what? She's got everything. Why is she screaming? You know, it's so inappropriate. It's just,
that's
not
the way
her.
She is.
Well, and she's selfish, and she's, for whatever reason, she doesn't want me to have one iota. I mean, to fight for a year just for 10 items. And for my inheritance, which is a pittance compared to her $1 million, is just crazy. You know, I mean.
I understand.
Everyone else is paid out in February.
This is about you. This is
about
you clearing the energy and letting go of the fight and actually accepting that everything can actually work so that you can receive those 10 items that you desire so that you can receive the money that is coming to you. And it may be, end up being more than you've imagined, but this is about bringing you peace in your life and allowing it to work. And let her deal with whatever she's dealing with, because she's not happy. She's absolutely miserable, and she's going to continue to be that way until she makes changes to herself. But that's her thing. That's not yours. You are opening up to changes within you. So
right.
I want you to get into the habit of saying, "Dear Innate, I let go." And I want you to say that at least 5 times every day. Just those words, "Dear Innate, I let go."
Okay. Thank you.
And you're going to be letting go of all of this old crap so that you can actually... you can actually have a good life. You can be healthy. You can be happy. And you can know that your mother is there with you. And she is. And she has her arms around you right now. And you haven't lost her. And you are still loved. So just,
thank you
know,
you
practice saying, "Dear Innate, I let go." Okay?
Thank you. Goodbye.
You're welcome. Bye-bye. Okay, we're going to our next caller for my favorite number, 111-111-111. I've forgotten how many ones I've said. Oh, hi.
Sister, you've been on my mind. It's really mister, but sister, sit in there. I could relate to her. Boy, you know, my energy of compassion goes out to her for real. How are you today?
I am doing great.
How about you? I am I'm cleaning up. So that's a good thing. That's great, because I am cleaning and putting order. More order into my vibration. So
yay.
I'm on the path of greaterness. Yes, yes. I said, "Girl, how did this happen?" But sometimes it'd be that way. I'm awesome. last call was very, very interesting. I got a vision of as you know, I went home to where I mostly grew up, and
So just ignore the beeping.
Can you hear it?
Okay,
that's me. Okay. Okay. And she was talking about. It just took me back there, And I reflected on the fact that there were two houses. One was mine, one was my sister's. And they're doing a lot of renovation and buying and selling of homes here. And the house that I had was like a duplex. And a duplex with never was painted the same color. Because one side belonged to one person, one side belonged to another. And the house that belonged to my sister had been demolished and rebuilt. And the house that I had owned, and I laughed when I saw it, and it didn't even hit me this way until now, was it had the same paint on it. And the other house, I think, was the same, other side was the same color. So to me, I took it as, you know, your foundation, you stood firm in the midst of all that. And the other part was dissolved. But anyway, that's not why I called, but that's just what I walked away from listening to that caller. It just kind of made me chuckle. I said, all the way gone, down to the ground, you know, out of my vision. And it's a nice, it's a beautiful house that took its place. So that's mm-hmm. a good thing. I wanted to ask, go ahead.
No, you go ahead. I was just agreeing.
I wanted to ask you about, because last night, I spoke about doing classes. And it occurred to me that I should go further in finding out, because there's so many options now. Internet, by phone, Zoom, blog, whatever. Some direction as to the way that I should move, or all of the above are probably the way I would do it. But what would be the best way for me to begin my journey?
The first thing that they're showing me is you doing in-person work, so that the people that you're working with are actually there, that you can actually touch them. Not that you're going to be, you know, feeling anybody up or anything, but they're just showing me that. Well, if you do, you know, use a little discretion. But they're showing me more of that personal connection. So it's more about you doing things in person. And I don't know where you would do this, you know, if there's a community center or something like that, where you could do classes and people could come to them.
Okay.
Because it's important that they see you.
Okay. Now that brings in the Zoom, because that was not one of my thoughts of doing it in person. And the touching, that's one of the ways of healing, one of the, you know, touching and laying on hands. So that could be the feeling of having people up that we would joking about. But putting that to the side, I'm thinking Zoom from what you're saying. Zoom is where they can see me and they can talk to me. What are your feelings around that?
Let me get my mind back on track here. Okay. That would work. It would not work to the same degree as in person would work. It's like in person is the first choice. Video would be the second choice, but there's a big distance between the first choice and the second choice. They're not, you know, well, it doesn't really matter. It's like in person, it's what you should do. But if you refuse to do that, and I usually use the word refuse, but that's what they put into my head, then doing it by video would be an option. It would not be as effective. It would not achieve the same results in the same amount of time. you would have a bigger impact in person.
Absolutely.
Okay, and I'm refusing because that wasn't my focus, and that wasn't my focus in terms of moving, because some of the people that I'm drawing in live in other places, and maybe even other states, and maybe even other countries. So, and that's where my focus has been, pulling them in from, you know, other countries, other states. And that would be challenging right now for me to begin when I want to begin. So with that said, what could
okay.
be done to enhance it?
They're showing me another option, which I can't see that you're going to like it, but this is the option they're showing me. They're showing me an option of you doing in-person classes with a computer set up with Zoom or whatever on it, so that people in other places would be a part of it, but you would be doing it in person as well as over the video. So you would be doing both.
I'm going to say something. I don't know how you're going to, you may find it funny or not, but how else am I going to be there but in person on Zoom?
But they're saying that you could have the people that you could touch in the room as well as the people on the computer.
Okay. This is taking me into a deeper aspect of connecting with people from a distance. There must be some kind of course there is, because there's always a way to do everything. There must be some kind of way that I haven't, and that hasn't come up yet, and perhaps you will assist me with this, that the energies can be so magnified that the people will feel, so to attract people that can feel in that way, that the people will feel the transmissions that are being sent back and forth.
And they're saying that that will happen, but it's, they really like the idea of you being in class with real people in the room with you. And that actually magnifies the energies so that the people who are watching as opposed to being there will feel it even more.
Okay, I got it. I'm supposed to call in the goddesses and whomever else to be here with me, because at this point, that's the only way I'm going to have people, spirits in here with me. So that must be what I have to do to satisfy my energy, because I am going to start January 1st, and I am going to set up a Zoom, and I might do a blog talk show, I might do Instagram and YouTube, all of the above, but that was a component. That's what I need. I know you are aware of this. There was a time, and when, doesn't even matter that it was going around, to call in the archangel, the diva, the ancestors, so all that energy is with me. How is that feeling with you? Because I'm feeling that now, so that I'm not alone. I'm not alone
okay.
anyway, but.
No, you're not. They're saying, okay, let me see. This is good. Okay, this is Callie, and she's coming forward. She's saying, we want you to utilize your energy in the best possible way. And at this particular time, with the energy of the planet, you're being able to actually physically touch people will have an impact on their lives more than you can imagine. This is one of the reasons why we are encouraging you
to do this where you can actually have the physical contact. And we understand that this is the electronic age and things go out over the internet. And that is a much easier way for you so that you can do this work from your own home and you won't have to leave or go through all of the intricacies of doing an in-person class. But the energy is so much more profound. And yes, we will be with you. You know that. We will be with you. So if you decide that you are not going to do anything in person, you're just simply going to be over the internet, then, you know, just call on us before you begin. If you like, you can do a few minutes of meditation or dancing, because dancing really does open you up to a greater degree so that you can connect with the people on the computer and their little screens. And they will have the feeling of all of us who are there. And they will benefit, and it will help to change their lives. But again, I will say that if you did a class in person, it would have a greater impact on the people in the classroom as well as on you. It is your choice. We will be there no matter what. But we want what is for your highest good. You are welcome.
All right, in that, and I want what's for my highest good. Be sure about that. But none, but, buts are in. I am going to do this January 1st. Mm-hmm. I have not been cultivating people locally. I probably could sew something together. But that's not what I'm feeling. Now, in the future, I do plan to do things in person. And through my interaction with whomever chooses to come to my offerings from the internet, that they would want to have more of me and would pull me into their area. That's what I'm, you know, be it California or China or Africa, that they want to, yes. And I want to make sure that I lay the foundation, even though I'm being told to be able to touch them. There has to be, metaphysically, spiritually, a way that they can feel through my offering the potency of a taste of what they would get, a taste of what they would get if they want to bring me into their home, into their state. And that's really what I'm, and not to say that I can't change, not to say that I might, you know, go in another direction in the next 20 minutes. Not likely, though. But I'm not going to put any brick wall around the possibility, because, like I said, I have not been cultivating people in this area. It's making me think of someone who went to a gathering that someone else had and claimed that I was her teacher, and she's from the same state I am, and I haven't taught her directly. So I guess the desire for me is here, but still, again, I haven't cultivated it for the time frame that I want to, that I'm going to go through with. So I invited you before, I'll invite you again. And bringing in people like yourself perhaps will help to magnify the experience. But it's on. January 1, it's on. I'm zooming into it. And I'll get a taste of it, and if it's not to my best interest, I mean, if I don't feel it, then, you know, I'll change. But I've witnessed others doing different things, and I've taken a piece here and a piece there, even to the point where people are dancing. There was a dance conference, they must have had about 60 teachers, and it was Zoomed, and some talked, some danced, some did different things, but I could feel it. I could get in touch with it. So I just have to work on it more. Kali, thanks for, and Barbara, you know,
okay.
They
are making one more suggestion. Since you want to do this over Zoom. They say, before you begin the first class, get a picture of each person who's going to be in the class and have those pictures on a table before you so that while you are doing the class, you can touch each person. You can touch the picture.
You know, on Zoom, though, they can show themselves. The picture, yes, that's doable. But they show themselves. You can actually see the people. You can see them in the environment.
But sometimes people don't want to show themselves, or maybe sometimes you want to touch someone without them seeing you stick your finger on the screen. You know, if you have the pictures laying there, and they don't need to even know that the pictures are laying there, and you can just touch one of them if you feel drawn to touching.
Okay. That works. A picture required before they can come.
Yeah,
because a lot of times they don't, you know, you're in your bathrobe or whatever you're doing, you're cleaning your house, and you don't want to be seen. But it is a portal into their vibration still, even if it's just a whatever, because it's a portal into their world. The picture will be a requirement for them to come to the class.
Okay.
So maybe that's it. Because I'm zooming on out of here.
Okay. Well, then, great. You got your answer now.
Thank you. As always, thank you.
You're welcome. And don't forget to do something fun today.
Besides cleaning, this is getting to be fun, though. I'm going to create because I have a show at the museum next weekend. And I have some pieces I wanna work on. So once I clean and organize, I'm going to make some beautiful pieces. So I will be doing something fun. Thank you.
Okay. Good. Because when I said to do something fun, they showed me an image of you dancing naked. So I was like, okay, I don't want to see that.
Are you sure? I'm sure it would be very, very, very beautiful. And I could do that. I can do that. It's just like, you know, jumping over the hurdles that I put in my path. And, that's done as soon as I hang up the phone. So the dance is definitely part of my fun today. I do that almost every day these days. And it's getting to be more a part of my life.
Good.
That's as it should be.
Yes, it is.
You didn't like seeing me dancing nude. You didn't like the image of.
There's just something I don't really want to see. You know, it's like, okay, I can accept that you can dance nude, and it would be absolutely beautiful and wonderful. But that's, you know, not in my head. Okay.
All right. Well, we'll take it out. It's gone. The image is gone. I'll keep it for myself. Thank you. Namaste.
Oh, you're welcome. Namaste. And that is our show for today. Thank you all so much for being a part of it. Thank you to everyone who called in and experienced the healing of their own lives. I send each of you lots and lots of love, and I will be back next Friday. Have a great day. And if you are inclined, then go dance naked. Bye-bye, everybody. Thanks for listening.